Entrepreneurs, are you ready to hear about your personal growth and how important it is for you to show up for you before you show up for your customers? So I have a wonderful opportunity of coaching anywhere from mid-level managers to executive managers or leaders. And one of the things that that happens is people oftentimes will come to me and say, I need professional coaching, but they don't refer to personal coaching as well. Well, I let them know that anytime we're going to do any professional coaching, it is going to tie into your personal life as well. Why is that? Because who you are in your adaptive state or in your natural state normally shows up in your adaptive state. What I'm saying here is whatever you do behind the scenes ultimately shows up in your career. So even when you're an entrepreneur, we tend to get away from those things thinking that our personal development doesn't matter as much as building our business matters. That is the wrong type of thinking. You must constantly work on you as a person. What builds your character? What builds you in terms of integrity? What are your core values? Do you have core values? And if they are, or if you do, how do they align with what you're doing in your business? So when we are talking about personal development, it has to be at the forefront of our minds. Now, I know that that's challenging because most people get into entrepreneurship because they're looking for that financial stability or independence. And I don't want to deter you from that because that is definitely something that is needed in order to sustain a business. But what I want you to do is actually search the reason why you got into business. And honestly, this is one of those top reasons that people get into business because they want to be better people. They want to be challenged by other people, and they know that the only way they can be better is to be challenged. So that may not be you, definitely not me, but but I think that speaking to that and understanding that is key to your personal development. One of the things that we do a great job at is we speak well of ourselves. We only talk about our strengths, and someone else may come along and they say how wonderful you are. And I think that that is absolutely an important part of just building yourself, your confidence. I also want to challenge you to look at those parts that are not so amazing. Often we suppress those points because we don't want people to know about them. We don't want people to know that, you know, we still lie a little bit, or, you know, there are some integrity issues lying under the carpet, or there is some unhealed pain lying under the carpet. So we don't deal with it. But what ends up happening is those things actually start to manifest in your business, and they start to hinder you from growth and success. They start to keep you from having a functional relationship with your customer. We say things like, you know, I want to work for myself because I don't have to listen to anyone, or I can just do what I want to do and no one can tell me what to do. But here's what I do want you to understand is there will always be someone telling you what to do because there's always someone that's going to be signing your check. Therefore, it's important that you show up for you. Before you show up for your client, before you show up for your customer, you have to show up for you. I'm going to challenge you to actually dig up those things that you've put under the carpet or that you've hidden in a hole. Dig them up and take a look at them, and one by one begin to address them. What are those things that are keeping you from integrity? What are the things that are keeping you from having character? What are those things? Again, if you don't deal with them behind closed doors, they tend to show up openly and they're exposed at a greater level. So let's always make sure that we're doing the work, that we're doing the work. As an entrepreneur, there may be times where you feel like you have to keep going and keep going and going, because if you're not busy, then you're not going to be successful. It's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. If you don't sit still, you can't be successful. You see, sitting still sometimes requires us to deal with us, the worst parts of us. And sometimes that's not easy. And I understand it's hard. It's difficult to sit there and say, well, you know, this is where I'm not so great. I get it. We're not trying to broadcast that. But I want you to really take an in-depth look at you. Begin carving out those areas that, again, are not so bright, and make sure that you begin to address them little by little. I strongly believe that every entrepreneur needs a therapist. I know, it's crazy, right? But listen, this person needs to be on your staff as much as the people who are providing services do. Why? Because you need someone to talk to. You need someone to be able to walk you through a process. When we're not dealing with our processes, we tend to just kind of go over them, or we tend to dismiss them as if they're not there. And I want to make sure that you understand they are there. And talking to a licensed professional can definitely get you where you need to be in life. It can get you to success a lot faster. When you're dealing with trauma, don't just think that it's going to go away. No, being an entrepreneur actually magnifies, or does magnify the trauma, because it's undealt with. And we don't want to deal, or we don't want to have that undealt with trauma. So let's make sure that we do everything that we do need to do to put ourselves in a place of healing and wholeness. Now, I will tell you this. There are a lot of things in our lives when we're hurting and when we're going through pain in our personal lives. There are a lot of things in our lives that will stick around. They will stick around, and they will just kind of hold on to you, kind of like a little leech sucking the life out of you, because they don't want you to be successful. But you have to make up in your mind, as an entrepreneur, how about just as a person, that you want to be healed. When you walk in that healing, what you end up experiencing is wholeness, wellness, and just healing in your business. You will find that there are so many areas that you may have seen as holes in your business that are filled when you are filled and when you are complete. Personal development is a must. So I know you're asking, Kashana, what can I do then? What can I do to make sure that I don't stay in this slump? Do I stop running my business because I know that I need to do some things and I know that I need to get some help? So do I just stop running my business until I get that help? Well, there are some people who can afford to do that. They can afford to put their business on automation, you know, as they get the help that they need. But then there are some people who say, I am my business. And I got to go while my business is going, or where my business is going. And even though I'm hurting, or even though I'm in pain, I still got to do what I need to do. Again, I strongly recommend hiring a licensed counselor or therapist, making sure that they are able to journey along with you. Now, often when I'm coaching, people think that I'm that person. And I have to let them know I am a coach. I am not a therapist. Those are two different things. A therapist really focuses on what you've gone through in your past that's hindering you from getting to your present. A coach journeys alongside you to make sure that you get to your present, or to you get to your future, actually. They coach you along the way, and they extract from you all of the amazing ideas and the vision and the dreams that you have. And they put things in place to make sure that you get to where you want to go. So it's important, if you can, to employ both and, not either or. This, again, is a part of personal development. This is a part of taking care of yourself and walking a journey that will allow you to experience life in full. So I want to encourage you today, if you don't have a therapist, if you don't have a counselor, then employ one. If you can only do one at a time, go ahead and get the therapist first. That's my recommendation. And I want to also make sure that that you take time to write down those things that you are not so amazing in. Those areas that are not necessarily kind. Don't worry. I'm not going to call you and say, let me see your paper. No, this is in the privacy of your own space. This is in your heart. And what I would like for you to also understand is what is in your heart eventually shows up in your business. It does. So make sure that you're writing those things down, even if they're not pretty, even if they're ugly, even if they're just not those things that you don't want, those secrets that you don't want. Write it down. Write it down and allow it to turn around and to work for your good. When you do that, you will see great success in your business. You will see great doors of opportunity open for you. Why? Because you're ready, you're healed, and you're whole. This is the power of personal development. I invite you to follow me on my social media platforms. I am on Facebook, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. We have content going out daily for both your professional as well as your personal growth. I'll see you there.